little bit like a new baby being born into a family. I mean, how cool is that? When when your family starts to grow, I mean, we are all born in the natural, but hey, what we're talking about, and that's for this life, what we're talking about today is being born into God's family, God into his kingdom for eternity. So this is something we really should be getting excited about, guys, and that's why I know many of you are here today to support those that are getting baptized, because you are excited for them. But I just wanted to really remind us that, hey, this is pretty significant when people give their lives to Jesus and take this step. It's like a natural step of baptism. So let's just pray for a moment, shall we, and just commit the rest of our time together this morning, and particularly for those that are getting baptized. So Lord God, we thank you for baptisms. We thank you for the significance of them. We thank you that Tila and Taylor have chosen to go public with this, that they're committed, they're in for you. And I just pray for your blessing on them. And I pray that you touch each of our hearts. Lord, we're all in this family together with them, and we just want to encourage them and support them and just really cheer them on today. As you are, and as the angels of heaven are, we thank you that we're a part of something so much bigger than we can even imagine. We're a part of your family, Jesus, and it's awesome. Amen. Amen. And I think the main reason that baptisms are so exciting is because the people that are getting baptized are demonstrating that they're serious about going for God. And there's lots of things in life that we can do, isn't there? There's lots of things we could all be doing right now. We could be out surfing or fishing or having a latte down at the cafes. We could be watching movies. We could be relaxing at home. We could be sleeping in, even though we've had an extra hour. You know, our whole life is like that. We've got choices, choices, choices every day. And there's so many things we can invest our time and our life into. But to say that, hey, I want to live for God and I want to go for him, that is just a really powerful thing. That's why baptisms are such a powerful statement. And the thing about baptism, it's very easy to say, hey, I love Jesus and I want to serve him and go for him, but doing something tangible and practical. And it's like saying, I'm leaving the past behind and I'm wanting to start again for God with a clean slate. And I'm leaving myself and my old ways behind, and I'm really going for God. I'm going to do my best to just love him and flow with whatever he's got for me. Pretty powerful sort of a thing, isn't it, when you think about all of that. This morning, I want to read a few verses from Matthew about really where the baptism thing that we experience today all began. And it's in Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to read from verses 1 to 6. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. See, John the Baptist was a forerunner to Jesus, and he was preparing the way. And I want to talk about that. Baptism is something that actually prepares the way for what God's going to do. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. So that's a picture of John the Baptist. And if you think about it, he was probably a bit of a random sort of a guy, you know, out there eating locusts and wild honey, and he had the sort of unusual clothes, and he was a bit of a wilderness type guy who was probably not the sort of person that was considered to be cool or important or significant. He was just one of those hidden type people, but it was like his time, and he just called people out and the Spirit of God was working and they responded. So let's see what happened a little bit later. We'll read in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." then John consented. You see, John was reluctant to baptize Jesus, but Jesus said, no, that's the way it should be. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Isn't that cool? As Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down on him in the form of a dove, and there was that voice from heaven saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Whose was the voice? It was God, wasn't it? I mean, we probably are aware of that, but I think we need to be reminded, hey, it was our Heavenly Father, Jesus' own Father, was speaking. God was speaking in that moment. And just imagine hearing that from even from our own earthly father. How awesome is that when our dads say, "Hey, look, you've done awesome. I'm really proud of you. I'm really pleased with you." But for our Heavenly Father to say that of us, just how powerful is that? And, you know, I think that when any of us get baptized, just like Jesus did, and today it's Tila and Taylor, I think we need to realize that our Heavenly Father is really pleased about that. And there's reasons for that. And I want to look at that a little bit. First of all, I think baptism, it's a little bit of an, if you think about it, it's a little bit of an unusual thing to do, really. You could sort of logic and think, well, what's that about? And it's a little bit humbling. It's a wee bit like what we talked about last week with King Hezekiah. When he humbled himself, you know, God was right there for him and things were going well. When he got a bit proud and thought, oh, it's all my doing, well, then sort of God left and he struggled. But putting ourselves, you think about it, putting ourselves in the hands of someone else and going down, you're a little bit helpless in that moment. And you get wet, and sometimes you might get cold, and a bit of coughing and spluttering, and so on. You know, it's a little bit of a humbling thing to do. And especially when you think about Jesus, who was the Son of God, being baptized by his cousin John. I mean, they were relatives, but John really wasn't anyone particularly important or particularly significant. He was just a bit of a random guy who came out to most people's thinking. I mean, Jesus knew he was his cousin. He knew who he was, and he knew it was the right thing to do. And Jesus knew that actually, it was a very significant, important thing to do. And John was the man to do it. He'd been called by God for it. But to the general population, they thought, well, you know, this guy's nothing special. He's not like, you know, someone in leadership or government or in any high official or anything like that. He was just a random guy who'd sort of come out of the wilderness. And yet Jesus wasn't put off by the fact that it wasn't a significant kind of situation. Jesus just wanted to do the right thing. He just wanted to do it as an example for us. And he wanted to submit to his Father. He wanted to show humility. He wanted to show the way. And I think when he did that, his Heavenly Father was saying, "This is my Son." It's like saying, you know, humility is the way we operate in the kingdom. This is the way we do it, guys. And Jesus showed us the way. And it's okay to get a bit wet and cough and splutter, and if it's cold or whatever it is, and sometimes it's beautiful days like today, and sometimes it's a cold day and windy, but it doesn't actually matter. Because it's about actually being obedient to God and trusting Him and just doing what He asks us to do. And then God went on to say, "This is my Son whom I love." Isn't it so cool to know that God loves us? He really does. We're all like His sons and daughters, and He wants us all to be. And the question I've got for you guys today is, do we love God today? Who here can really say we love God? Do we really love God? We're probably, some of us are still struggling with what that looks like and what that means. But, you know, I think in our hearts we all say, well, yeah, of course I love God. And in John 14, verse 15, Jesus said this. And actually it's interesting, Marie had the same verse up for the communion thought this morning from the Message Bible, but it's simply this, where Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. It's very, very simple. And baptism is one of those things. As well as being a humbling thing to do, it's just a step of obedience to God. Even though we may not understand it, we may not think, well, why should we do this or not? It's just one of those things that God asks us to do. Along with communion, there's only really two things that as Christians and in the church that we tangibly do as an outward thing. And one is communion, the other one is baptism. And then, of course, there's living the life and being part of the family and helping where we can to build God's house. But baptism is just one of those steps of obedience. Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. It's not something that's sort of optional for a select few. It's just something we need to do. It's in the Bible. It's the Word of God. And more than that, I think the Holy Spirit prompts us to do things, doesn't he? As we go through life, sometimes we just think, we just get a burning desire, I need to do this. That's the Holy Spirit. I remember I wasn't brought up in a church that did baptism. We just got a little bit sprinkled when we were kids, and that was okay. It was like a dedication time. But when I got a little bit older, I started to get prompted that, hey, maybe I was reading in the Bible, and I thought, I think it's time I did this. So when I was about 22 or so, I finally got around to it, and it actually was just a really powerful little time for me. And I'm sure many of you would testify to exactly the same thing. So getting baptized, it's a step of obedience to God's word. It's also a step of obedience to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. If whenever there's talk about baptism, you get a little bit stirred up, you get a little bit emotional, you get a little bit, your heart starts to go. I'd almost guarantee that's the Holy Spirit saying, come on, son, come on, daughter, now's the time. Just do this, okay? So let's respond to those times. And when we do, you see, there's no wonder that our Heavenly Father is pleased when we choose to do that. And just to follow, because we're showing that we love him. By simply obeying what his word says and the prompting of the Holy Spirit says. And you know, I think there's actually other people here today that have not put their hands up yet to be baptized. But I think you know that it's time you did. I think you've got that little bit of what I'm talking about, that prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't been baptized today, I just want to say to you guys, you actually, there's no reason why you couldn't. All you really need, especially on a beautiful day like this, is a towel to dry up afterwards. And just by coincidence, I've brought a few extra towels today. So if there's anybody, I'm serious, we've got Tila and Taylor have said, hey, look, today I'm putting my hand to the mast, I'm doing this. But if there's others that want to join them, there's no reason why you can't. And you can dry off and you can pop home afterwards and just get some dry clothes on. It's going to be a nice warm day. It's going to be awesome. A special time. So if you'd like to, don't be shy. Just come and say, hey, I'm in. And we can baptize. We can baptize 20 people down there today, if that's what you're feeling to do. Just in your clothes like you are. You don't have to be in any special clothing. All you have to do is have a heart right and say, yes, I'm in. I want to serve God. I want to live for him. I want to show my love for him. And I just want to obey and do what he asks me to do. So there's an opening there for anybody that would like to be baptized today. And thirdly, the baptism in the time of John the Baptist and Jesus. Although it was the beginning of baptism as we now know it, it was the beginning of the New Testament type baptism, which has continued through the generations, through the last couple of thousand years to today, it was actually not entirely new for the Jewish people. The Jews used to have something similar to baptism. They had their ritual cleansing and their washing ceremonies, and they used to have times that were very similar, and for them it represented a change of direction. See, that's where this whole concept of baptism came from. It came from the Jewish tradition and the Jewish history. It was like when they knew that a new season was coming, a new ministry was beginning, or something new was about to happen, and they would get themselves cleansed. It was like a consecration to God and a fresh start, because they knew that they had to get themselves right for what God was going to do next. And so that was the origins of baptism. It was already there, in a sense. And we learned some of this when we were back in Israel last year. But you see, that's why they were willing to come and be baptized by John the Baptist. It wasn't a completely new random thing. It was something that they were a little bit familiar with, but the way that John did it and was a little bit different to what they were used to. But they were there because there was a stirring in their spirit. They were there because they knew that there was a new season coming. They didn't know what it was, but they knew that there was something that they had to get ready for. And you know what that thing was? It was Jesus. Because Jesus was coming. He was actually already there. He'd been there for 30 years growing up and working with his dad and probably ministering behind the scenes, just as Jesus would have done. But the public ministry of Jesus was about to begin. The people didn't know that, but they just knew that God had something for them that he wanted them to be a part of and to experience and to be ready for. And in a sense, I think we're at a time like that right now as a church and as a people in New Zealand. I keep saying this, and I don't know what's coming. I've got no idea, but it's like the people back then had no idea really what was about to unfold. But I think we're in a time where some significant things are going to start unfolding for God's people and his church, and we need to be ready. And I think getting baptized is a part of that. So, what were they preparing for? The powerful new ministry of Jesus, the miracles, the healings, the teaching of Jesus, the revelation of God the Father and the kingdom. That's what Jesus was coming to do. And there was a whole new understanding of everything, all the traditions and things that they'd been holding to all these years. But also, Jesus himself was preparing as well. And he knew that there was one thing left for him to do before he began his ministry, which was what? To be baptized. That's all he had to do before he began his public ministry. And as he came up out of the water, heaven was opened, and I think we've got a verse about that, Cam. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And now Jesus was ready, and the time had come for him to begin his powerful, powerful ministry. And what a change that brought to the whole world. We're here as a testimony to what Jesus did. And that was the beginning of 3.5 years of incredible, powerful ministry that culminated at the cross, and we celebrate that at Easter. It all began with the baptism. So think about that, guys, and I'm just going to invite Tila and Taylor to come up, and they're going to share a few things today around, and then we'll go down and do the baptizing. And if anyone would like to join in, well, that's cool. So do you guys want to come up, Taylor and Tila? Shall we have ladies first? Tila. You're nervous, that's all good. Now, what do you want to tell us briefly? I mean, when did you give your life to Jesus, and you know, what sort of brought you to today? What's why are you getting baptized today? So do you want to tell us just what you'd like to?
I really want to get baptized. Well, like, I just want to make a public announcement that I am a Christian. Yeah, I've been wanting to get baptized for a little while now, about 4 years ago. I really wanted to get baptized because there was a baptism service coming up, and so I thought that was a perfect chance for me to get baptized. But then my sister Kanika over there got baptized instead of me. I thought that was pretty annoying, but yeah, now I'm getting baptized.
Okay. That might have been some wisdom on Mum and Dad's part. Why do you think Mum and Dad made you wait?
I think because I probably was too young and didn't understand the meaning of getting baptized.
Yeah, maybe they just really, really wanted you to grasp the significance of and the importance of what you're doing. And I'm sure you would have back then, but probably has it gotten any less in the last 4 years?
Less what?
The desire to be baptized, your keenness to be baptized. Has it got less or grown?
Probably grown.
Yeah, that's cool. And when did you give your life to Jesus?
At the age of 3, I was on the way to my nana's house. She lives in Cambridge. I was asking a few questions, like how to get to heaven. And my mum, became a Christian.
So your mum and was your dad there too?
Yeah, yeah.
And they talked to you about it and you prayed with them and
asked
Jesus into your life.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Let's give her another hand, shall we? You can stay up here, Tila. You can stay up here. You need to support Taylor. He's probably feeling a bit nervous too. Taylor, do you want to tell us a little bit about the steps that has brought you this point?
For those of you that know me, I've grown up in a Christian family. Basically, I've been a Christian as long as I can remember. And for me, I always went to church and I always saw the significance of being a Christian and what that involves. And I guess the last 6 months or so, pretty much since leaving school, which is a few years now, I've kind of been more challenged with where I stand and what my beliefs are, and kind of had to step out in my own faith a bit. And as kind of that, as I've come to terms with that, like, for those of you that know me, I surf a lot. And that's taken me a lot of places over the world, and that has been challenging in itself to try and keep my faith and grow while I'm away, and you're not always in the best environment for that. And that's challenged me a lot, and this year I've had a pretty tough year, I guess, with health, and I haven't been able to surf and do as many contests as I'd like. And but that's been a big blessing in a way, because it's kind of challenged me a lot with my faith. And the last 6 months or so, I've just really grown on my faith a lot, and kind of, I guess this feels to me like the next step, and I want to commit myself and, like Tila said, I guess make that public and make it known where I stand. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll let you guys take a seat now. We'll get ourselves organized in the next few moments. Isn't it cool? Have young people that wanting to step out and just do this. All right. Well, what the plan is, we will just leave here. If we can lock the doors, and so if you need to leave stuff here, that's okay, or you can put them in your car. And I just encourage you, even if you don't really know these guys, just come down with us if you're able to. And I think it's going to be quite a high tide, so we're going to have to really sort of squash up a bit, because we may not all see. And let's just really we're going to spend a bit of time as we baptize them. We'll have a couple of songs. We'll pray for them. And seriously, if anyone else would like to be baptized today, I cannot see any reason why if anyone here that loves Jesus wants to live the rest of their life for Him. You can just come and join in with us. Okay, so let's not make this difficult. And if there's half a dozen or 10 or whatever, we'll just spend the time today, because I really believe it's a significant time that we're in, and we need to take the opportunities. And it's winter coming, and it's not quite so practical and easy when it's really cold. So that's the other thing. We need to just get on and do this. Okay, guys. But so we'll go out and we'll walk down together. I think we'll have the gates open. If anybody would like to drive down, it's okay. If it's a bit of a trek getting down there. And we've got a few extra towels. And we're going to have a really special time down at the beach. So we'll close our time here now. And we'll go down together. And if you need to come, some of us will have to come back and pack up things. So if you're afraid about to do that after, that's cool. If you need to get away, that's fine. And don't forget too to have some celebration times with family and friend, you know, for those that are being baptized, because it's really cool to celebrate what they've been a part of over lunch and this afternoon, and come along to church tonight as well. We're going to have a special time there as well. So it's a great day. Let's be a part of it, and we'll close our time now and we'll head on down to the water. So bless you guys.